sarantikam vandeham shiguru shiyuta padakamalam shigurun vaishnavamscha shirupam sajadatam sahagana raghunatan vitam tam sajivam sadvetam savadutam parijana sahita krishna chaitanya devam shishirada krishna padan sahagana lalita shivishakan vitam jam nama om vishnupadaya krishna prasaya bhutale shimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti namane namaste saraswati deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Sarane Vanshakalpa Trudyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe Vrindavanishwari, Vishavanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangam Langayate Garim, Tatkripa Tamaham Vande, Shivarun, Dinatarim. All right, did everybody have a nice time on Harinam? Huh? People liked it? I wish you would have told me. I'm happy to go. Anyway, I was unfortunate. Somehow it's my bad karma that I couldn't go on the Hari. So I'm going to read from the first canto a few verses. This is Narada Muni's instructions to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva was the greatest sage ever, the most austere. He lived a long time, thousands of years. And he wrote all the Vedas, and he wrote the Puranas, and the Itihasas, and the Mahabharata. And he was not happy, feeling like something's missing in his life. So Narada came and he told him, I'll just read it. Well, I'll read this one. Yata dharma dayas charta muni varya nukirtatan natata vasudevasya mahima yanu vanritam. Although, great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles beginning with religious performance, you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Krishna. So that you know what the four principles are of religious performance? Dharma, Artha, Kama. You do some religion to get money. And then when you get money, you can have sense gratification. And when you're frustrated, you get want liberation. So that's what most people are doing. We see the churches are advertising, you come to this church, you get rich, make money. In the name of Jesus, we said to give up everything. They do it for Buddha also. This temple, people get rich when they donate to this temple. So this is Narada's immediate, you know, diagnosis. Why he's not happy. So we can apply that to our own minds. If we're not feeling happy, because we're not doing enough preaching. We're not broadcasting the glories of the Supreme Lord. That's the real purpose of being a devotee. And that's our mission. So, of course, we can do that by distributing books and Harinam. That's the best way. And prasad. We may not be able to speak eloquently. We can't recite a lot of verses, or we can't speak as good as the Christian pastors or the Mayavadi sannyasins who can just talk so beautifully. People just get hypnotized. Right? They just, such good. The newspaper, they can write so nice. We can't come close. It's all nonsense. That we can talk about Krishna, and we can tell people, take this book, and this book is good for you, this will help you. Everything is in the book. So then there's two very famous verses that are like essential verses for us. Na yad vachat tatra patam harer yasho jagat pavitram pravinitya karichit tatvayatam tirtam ushanti manasa na yad chaham sa niramanchu shikshaya. A lot of devotees missing, huh? Dave and Edie around? Huh? All right. The words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. We have crows in this country, right? Where do you find the crows?
The dust field, a very dangerous place.
Garbage heaps, stool, that's what they like. You said that you can judge a country. If there's a lot of crows, it means an opulent country. They throw out a lot of garbage, so the crows stay around. If the crows all leave, that means a very poor country. There's no garbage. Everything is used. Nowadays, of course, they clean up the garbage. You can see that wherever you go. I was on the beach in Bombay, and they pile up all the food and everything people left on the beach at night, and it's covered with crows. They're everywhere, just pecking at, you know, corn where somebody ate it, but there's a couple pieces that were eating that. But nobody eats crows. Even a cat won't eat crows. Only other crows. When a crow dies, the other crows will eat it. No person ever, you know, goes hunting for crow meat. So the crows like that, so that's what the ordinary books are compared to. The swans, they live in a nice lake, and if it's a little dirty, they clean it all up. They eat all the, you know, the things that grow in the water, and then wherever the swans are, the place is super clean, and they're very beautiful to look at. The crow is not beautiful to look at, and he's, you know, nobody likes that noise, right? Yeah. Nobody wants to make a recording of the crows. Some birds sing very nicely. They're the chandala among the birds. So they're both birds, but they're different, just like people. So the devotees are like swans, supposed to be hamsa. They like the nice place. So the ordinary literature, the newspapers, the magazines, the ordinary books that are just about sense gratification. Some are about making money, most are just about romance. That's like where the crows like to go, the crow-like people. So we're trying to become swan-like, and we're trying to help people, because at least here you have bookshops that specialize in Bibles and stuff, that, you know, something. But most bookshops, and you wouldn't believe the size of bookshops in some countries, six stories high. So millions and millions of books. And the religion section is the one small part. And in America anyway, most of the religion section is Christian books, and then Buddhist, and then maybe nothing Hindu, maybe some commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, one or two copies. So we have to go out and help people. So different species of life have different mentalities. So the animals, according to their body, they eat whatever their body designates. The cows are looking for grass, right? They never go to the meat market, to the egg market, right? The goats also. If a tiger comes in the city, they go look for meat. some child or some old man, an old tiger comes, they don't go in the rice market or the vegetable market. But the humans, as a higher consciousness, and we're given this independence, that's why we say we misuse the independence, the human can eat whatever he wants. Not the same way I'm eating the animal. They have claws and they have very sharp teeth and they can kill the animal and rip the skin and chomp the bones and eat it, right? And you see the lion, we see movies on TV, the lion, you know, they don't eat that often because the animals all run away. But every once in a while they get one. And then they have to eat the whole thing until they almost die. Because some other animal will come and steal it. Sometimes they stick it in a tree or something. Then they just sleep for a long time, and then their stomach starts to, you know, roar, and then they have to go hunting again. And the animals all run away, fight them. But they don't eat that often as a meat-eater animal. The grass-eating animals eat all the time. They didn't have to hunt. They just have to look out for the lion. So they're different. People are different. Some people are interested in spiritual matters. Some people are not. Some people will see the Bhagavad Gita and get all excited even though they never heard of it. Other people will see it and, you know, I've had people say, where's the pictures of women, naked women? Where's the useless book? So there's different kinds of books for different kinds of people. And most of them are just sense gratification. Spiritually, man, they're like, we want the Bhagavatam, we want Krishna Leela, we want to hear about Krishna. Can hear the ocean, right? Everybody can hear the waves. Yeah. Prabhupada said that sound is like the gopis crying for Krishna. And that's in the Bhagavatam. The wives of Krishna, when Krishna is gone, they're crying and they say, my dear ocean, has your husband already left you also? You sound like you're also miserable. So when you hear the waves, you can try to remember that. It's not easy to understand, but... And... The waves of the ocean calm the mind. Washes away all the crazy thoughts in our mind, so that's why it's nice to be on the beach. The literature's in the mode of passion and ignorance. They're just making people more crazy, more frustrated, promoting more and more sense gratification, more and more illusory knowledge about this and that. Even now there's so many books that written by an atheist, you know, saying that they're proving there's no God, proving that religion is the worst thing that can happen to the world. All the problems in the history is because of religion. Very popular books in Europe and America. And these people get on the radio, they get a lot of publicity. They teach in the schools, Jai Gurudas Ki Jai. So, we want to read the Bhagavatam regularly and distribute it. Literatures which describe the glories of the Lord are enjoyed by... So the next verse, Sadvad Visargo Janatava Viplava Yasmin Pati Shlokam Adhavadhi Vatkita Namanjana Tatya Yashon Kitani Yat Shinvanti Gayanti Vrinanti Sadhava. On the other hand, literatures which are full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation, full of transcendental words, directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. One of our main book distributors in the world started when he was about 15 years old by Shesika Prabhu. I was with him for some time. I had good fortune. And he would approach people, hand them the Bhagavatam, and this day, these books are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are perfectly honest. And I know you're like that. You're honest, right? People would, they would be shocked, but many people took so pure presentation. Just, you know, saying exactly what the book says. So the great thinkers, that, you know, they can take out the good from gold from a filthy place, Chanaka Pandit said. Or take good advice from a fool. They can discriminate. This is good advice. I don't care who's giving it. If you give good advice to a fool, what happens?
You become angry.
Yeah, that's right. You become very angry. An intelligent person, even a fool, if a known fool gives good advice, they can know, this is good advice, I'll take it. So that's what we want to be. Surrender to Krishna. You know, give it up. Take this Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, read it, and distribute it. So it's another thing is that nobody Prabhupada gave example. You may, the Hindu or the Christian may hate Muslims, but if the gold, if a Muslim is giving them gold, they're not going to, no, I can't take Muslim gold. Right? The Muslim's not going to say, I can't take Christian gold. It's gold, you take it. You don't care where it came from. If you go to the doctor, you know, you don't care. He's a doctor, a qualified doctor. You don't care what religion he is. You get your car fixed. Right? You don't care if the mechanic's a Muslim. If he's not, so you can extract the essence. You can take what's important. And can take a good wife from a low family. You can see this is a good girl and this man will marry. Anyway. Some people think even fathers that arrange marriages that they don't care if the boy is good or not as long as he comes from the right family. And I've seen this now, the modern days, you know. In traditional culture, the parents would arrange nice marriages and make sure everything was good. But nowadays, they think, I have to get my daughter married, so just anybody, doesn't matter. So this is the thing, the literature that glorifies the Lord, and that includes our talking to glorify the Lord. Even if it's imperfect, our grammar's not perfect, you know, we're not the world's best orator. Like, so many pastors here must be really good talkers, right? And people just come like by the thousands and give all so much money. They're very good talkers. But what are they saying? If you take apart what they're saying, you don't find much. And so many politicians, they're also very good talkers. The Sanskrit musicians, they're very good singers, they have very good poetry, very good music. So even though we're not perfect, our chanting may not be perfect, our talking, but if we're trying to glorify Krishna, then it's perfect. And sincere people will be affected, sincere people will take it. Krishna in the heart will see you're trying to glorify me, he'll inspire people to accept it and want to join. So we want to be like that. Prabhupada mentions in this purport, right? Say the neighbors, they speak different language even. But if the house is on fire, they can somehow communicate it to others. You know, but somehow you can communicate. We have one devotee in Japan. In Japan, it's very hard to communicate by talking. The language is very tricky, and if you get one syllable wrong, you change the whole meaning, and they have all kinds of techniques so that you can say, I didn't say that, I said something else. And because, like, for instance, the sound key, basic meaning is a tree, but it also means many things. So they have their way of writing. There's 50 different pictures that have the same sound. So if someone doesn't like what you say, well, I meant this one. You got it wrong. Very quick. So there's a lot of trouble communicating to the devotees, especially if you're a foreigner, they think, I don't know English, even though you speak Japanese. So they just look at your face. But the one devotee is deaf. And with him, you can very easily communicate. A little thing, he picks up the meaning. Because that's the only way he's ever communicated. He can't hear anything. He loves to chant it. But he... And he likes very loud kirtan. Because then he can feel it. So he'd be happy here very much. He can feel it. Because you hear through bones and stuff, awesome. But he can't know what it is. So we can communicate if we have to. So devotees can communicate to people, you know, this is really good. If we're looking really happy and they see the devotees dancing and raising their hands in the air, people think, well, they must be something good there. You know, what are they doing? It makes them so happy. One devotee was saying he was on Harinam in America. And it was a very rich area with extensive restaurants. And one guy came by and he just put $100 in his pocket. So he caught the guy, he said, why did you do that? He said, well, I'm in this restaurant with two or three other couples. We're all spending a few $100 for eating and vodka and whiskey. And afterward we're going to some party and we're all going to pay $1,000 each or something. And he said, you are the only people out here that are happy. But he didn't give them thousands of dollars. He gave $100. $100 is one bottle of whiskey or something in the restaurant. But he could see that. When the devotees really look happy, that's the best preaching. And that's why we want to communicate amongst ourselves. Like if everybody's having kirtan, then we don't have any conflicts, we don't have any problems with it. Medicine is called Bhavoshadi. The holy name is the best medicine, the complete medicine to cure all problems. All problems. The Kali Yuga means conflict, but when there's lots of kirtan, Kali has to go away. He doesn't like it. And Kali's been trying since long before Lord Chaitanya's appearance. They were discussing, you know, the Lord is going to come in this golden avatar and he's going to spread the holy name. And how are we going to carry on? How will we keep getting people to, you know, be victimized by Kali and just fight all the time and eat meat and drink whiskey and all that, have prostitution? And they started planning how they can stop the Sankirtan movement. So the way they do it is, you know, by advertising so much. Main thing. And they take over the television and the media and they just promote sinful activities. They promote quarrel and, you know, suspicion, fear, right? So that everybody's bewildered because they take them as, so that we're coming, very small number of people, you know, somehow rescued. So wherever there's a kirtan, Kali can't come. He doesn't like it. He has to go away. So we have to keep pure. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no hoarding gold. Money. We get money, we use it for Krishna as soon as possible. We don't want to hoard it. You know, just hang on to it. To use it for Krishna. When Mayavadi was telling Dhamma Krishna Goswami, my guru, he won't touch money. He gets sick if he touches money. That's supposed to mean he's very renounced, but his secretary has so much money. Prabhupada, my guru will grab it and use it for Krishna. Prabhupada was talking to some Christian group and they were very nice and they were doing a lot of experiments with this called some kind of science. And he said, We're trying to find out, you know, the formula to produce gold. Because it's supposedly that there were people back in the Middle Ages or something that could do that. Yogis can do that. But it's not easy. So, but But this guy said, but of course we don't need gold. Probably we can use it. And he actually wrote one time that our scientists, they should learn this, how to make gold. The yogi can do it, they have to drink mercury, which is deadly poison, instant death. But if they do enough tapasya and pranayama, they can digest mercury. And in the morning they pass water on copper or something, and it'll become gold. But if you eat the mercury, you'll die before you swallow it. But that's how it's done. We don't recommend trying to do that. There are talks about people back at different times who could produce gold. Krishna had that Shamantaka jewel that's producing so much gold. In it. So now there's so much gold in the world that it's buried and deep and very hard to get. People are suffering trying to get gold. Gold becomes so expensive. But we have the most valuable thing. The devotees have to have, for preaching, we have to have courage. But to have courage, we have to be convinced this is the best thing. And by my doing this, I'm getting the most benefit. And it's the most pleasing to Guru and Krishna. And it's the most beneficial thing we can do. Is when the mantra cards we used to have when I joined, they all said the highest welfare work. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The highest welfare work. The gopis said that. That this whoever distributes this, katta, tabata tamrita, tabata jivana, that this is this katha, Krishna, is amrita, nectar, and it's the best thing for the souls who are burning up in the material world. And those who are really advanced, they will spread it. And bhuvi grinanti ye bhuri gajanaha, that whoever does it is the most magnificent, most munificent, most merciful person. So Lord Chaitanya, he took rest during one ratiyatra. There's a time when the car stops for a few hours. And the king came to massage him under guidance of Sarvabhauma, and he was chanting these slokas from the gopis. And when he chanted that sloka, Lord Chaitanya was acting like he was sleeping and getting his feet massaged. He jumped up and he pulled the king up standing and embraced him and started dancing and said, "You are Buddha. You are the most. You are the most merciful. Go on chanting. Go on chanting." So Lord Chaitanya confirmed, "This is the best thing." Those who distribute this nectar, the best thing to help, people are suffering. We can think, oh, this person's nice, got a new house, got a new car, you know, and his wife has the 200 wigs, they got no problem, right? But they're suffering, so they just want more, and they can't get more. Right? So we have this body like a wig, you know, it's just a covering over the soul. Looks like it's real, but it's not. I just put on my Facebook, my sister sent a picture, and I had to ask, who is it? You know, they say it's me, but I can't believe it. 30 years ago. I look like that, you know. Now, look in the mirror anyway, it's not like that. Who is that? I mean, so people panic, most people panic when they get old and look in the mirror. And then they believe all this advertisement that by a certain cosmetic and by you can lighten your skin and you can take out the wrinkles and you can get a new nose. You can, if you want to spend enough money, but a lot of suffering is involved in this surgery where you get a new nose and you get different eyes. And Japanese want to get big eyes. Koreans also. And now it's a skin cream, you know, people have, their bathroom has so much stuff in it that they're putting every day before they dare go outside. Because they think they're the body. They're just total in anxiety all the time. They buy so many new clothes, but they're always worried if it's the right one. You know, nobody cares. Nobody else even notices it, no matter how you dress up. Unless you dress like this. And people will notice that. Take notice. If you put Tilak makeup, then people take notice. What is that? So that's good. No matter how beautiful your face is, you know, they don't care. They just, because if you're very beautiful, they'll be envious. Right? If you're ugly, they'll be happy to see you, thinking, man, I'm more beautiful. If you're poor, then people will be happy, always glad it's not me. But we want to help people by distributing the Bhagavatam. Kali Yuga means quarrel, conflict. So we have conflict. Even in the so-called, in our spiritual society, we have conflict because we can't tolerate other people. So that's why we want to work within the society, because then we have to learn tolerance. We have to learn to deal with other people. We have to learn to share everything. Right? Not that somebody is very hungry and they go now and eat all the prasad. Nobody else did. Right? That's what happens. So in the world, people are greedy. So the world is producing food to feed like double of the population, but so many people don't get food because people are hoarding the food, people are throwing away produce to raise the price. Always some trick is going on. And that they would use the land to raise food, grains and vegetables and fruits, instead of feeding animals, they have much more food, much more water, everything would be better. So Bhagavatam is to elevate the consciousness. People are suffering because of their consciousness. So we have Kali Yuga, so much divorce, and in the so-called more advanced countries, there's more divorce, like America. I think they have the most divorce. They have the most cancer, they have the most drug addicts, they have the most people in prison. They're number one in many ways. They have overall the more air pollution in any other country, because the whole country. They have more cars than any other country. Three cars per person, three motor vehicles, because there's so many trucks. Some people have 20, 30 cars. One rich man in Bombay, he built a house, 30 floors house, and it cost, nobody knows, they say $1 or $2 billion, billion. It had parking lot for 250 cars. And then some astrologer told him, it's inauspicious, you should, and he doesn't live there. Just a few servants are living there. Nobody can buy it. But he's so rich, he's just building another one. So, and that house is very prominent when you drive down the road there in Bombay. There's a 30-story house sticking up, you know, in the middle of ordinary house. So rich, and every room was like, you know, imported, most opulent everything, lighting and furniture and tiles, and you know. But you can't live in it. And no matter what, even if you can live in it, when you die, you have to go wherever your karma is going to take you. So the more people are trying to enjoy now in this life, the more they suffer in the next life. So we're trying to teach people what is real enjoyment. And by spreading it, we teach ourselves also. This is the greatest pleasure. Yesterday, everybody's very happy. Kirtan. We want to have more and more. Kirtan and get more people to join. And make it in more public kirtan, because people aren't likely to come to the temple until they have some experience with us. So we want to be public kirtan like the youth are doing more and more. That's how in the beginning of ISKCON, Hare Krishna in West Africa, the devotees came and they just did Harinam and people joined and they did more Harinam. Nothing else to do. They didn't have any property, they didn't have anything. They didn't have, and then they got books and they distributed books. And then a lot of devotees came. But then different things come and happen in every country. Maya, Kali comes in different ways, and we don't do so much Harinam. We don't do so much book distribution. and we start to work pride and we don't have anything. When everybody's doing Harinama, nobody worries, and there was plenty. Everything is there. It's true everywhere. So now we're waking up all over the world. Devotees are waking up. More Harinam. Get out. Even in L.A., the young people, but then I saw some of my older dad brothers. You know, they're old, they're not working very much, and they're going on Harinam, and they feel like kids again. They feel completely happy. Connecting again with Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. You want to be with Lord Nityananda personally, go on Harinam, go on book distribution. That's where he is all the time. And he's begging, but he's only begging, please chant the holy name, that's all I ask. Chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He said, Lolo Krishna, chant Krishna, Vajra Krishna, worship Krishna, and Koro Krishna Shikha. Tell everyone about Krishna. So we're beggars, like Bhakti Kirtan's book, The Beggar, and that book he's begging Krishna, you know, to get the mercy. And when we go out, we're begging people, not, we don't go to people and say, we're poor, you know, we don't have any rice, can you please help us? You know? Okay, we'll give you one cup of rice, you know. Just get out of my office, leave me alone. Now we're going begging people to take up this process, read the book, chant the holy name, and if they give donation, good, but it's for their own benefit. We're going to live anyway. Krishna takes care of everybody. Madmen get their food. They have some of them have clothes. They sleep. They're happy with where they sleep. Krishna provided them. Providing everybody. So, like Jesus said, why are you worried that God won't take care of you? Look at the birds. They dress so nicely. Look at the lilies of the field. They're beautiful. God is taking, why he won't take care of his devotees? We're asking people, that we want people to serve Krishna. So we're begging Krishna, please help this person. Please inspire them in the heart. You know, let them read this book. Let them, you know, give a donation. The more they give is good for them. But we have to be merciful that people are suffering so much. To give them. To give them. You know, give. Like Dr. Abdullah, he gives people free medicine. But other people give him the medicine. He's got more people off, you know, giving him money to build the hospice and do this and that, but he's too busy giving people free medicine and free treatment to even ask for money. But when people see that he's doing that, they want to give. When people see that we're giving books and we're giving prasadam, they know they're doing good. Otherwise, we go to the Indians, they say, well, I can tell you, Swamiji, your temple could do this kind of business or that kind of business. The devotees can all make business. Don't bother me. You know. Why should you have an opulent lifestyle? I should, because I work hard. And you're bums. But when they see that we're being charitable, that we're being merciful, then everybody wants Krishna inspires everyone, help them, you know. And we become very happy. Giving, the more you give, the more you get. Automatic result of karma. People are very charitable in one life, the next life they'll be born very rich. People are very greedy and stingy and not giving charity and ignoring the beggars and, you know, the next life they'll be crawling around on their hands and knees begging for a drop of water. Where those people come from. Those people that sit up in the big restaurants and just eat, spend $1,000 and eat, you know, and throw away, they get such a big amount, they throw most of it out. You know, they're going to be very suffering in the next life. The devotees want to help everybody. Everybody's poor, everybody's suffering. Everybody, the devotees have to think how to find people, how to get people resources, how to inspire people, how to wake them up, you know, so they can get a book. They can read the book. You have to pray when they take a book and make a little prayer to Krishna. Please, Krishna, let them read this book. Let them be affected by it. Help. And thank Krishna. Whatever we do, you know, thank Krishna constantly. wake up in the morning and think, what do I have to be thankful for? Not what are my problems. You should be thankful for your problems, according to Bhakti Kirtan. This is the problem, oh, here comes Krishna. The problem is Krishna. He's coming to test me. So we should be happy. That's a fact. So we should be thanking Krishna. There's one religion in Japan called the Seiko no Way. I'm not sure what that means. But up to success or something. So they always say arigato. Arigato means thank you. Even if somebody smashes their car, they get up here, arigato. Thank you. They realize it's all coming from the universe, not God particularly, the Buddhist, but it's all coming from something, higher force. So they're thankful for it. It's going to be good for me. And I saw it, and I learned it. I had one friend who was a therapist, and he was also a big karate teacher. And see, sometimes I'd have to wait for the karate class. And this karate was where you don't punch, you just practice. And Hare Krishna. So sometimes by accident, someone gets punched. So you hear, arigato. Because it really means you were in the wrong place. You know, if you were doing it right, they wouldn't punch you. But sometimes, you stupid, you punched me again, you jerk, what are you doing? This is our natural reaction. Any trouble, but ultimately we have to be thankful. At the same time, we have to try to, if we're the teacher, the parent, the so-called guru, we have to try to teach people. Can't just say, oh, thank you very much for being a jerk and doing everything wrong. We have to teach them what to do right. Parents have to teach their children. Older devotees have to teach younger devotees, not get mad, not tell them, you know, get out of here, you did something wrong, but help them. Be kind, be merciful. Somebody's shirt I saw yesterday from the back, I didn't have my camera, but it said, I love helping. You see that? One of the boys had that shirt. So that's very nice. We should love helping. All right. Thank you very much. See, mostly the young children are here. And there's Boniface. Boniface is a very old devotee. He's done a lot of tapasya. He was a driver for Bhakti Kirtan Swami. One time somebody stole the car and they shot him. Somehow it went through, but he was all right. But he stuck it out anyway. He didn't blame Krishna. Why did Krishna let this happen? So we have to understand. We're getting what we deserve. Our karma is there. We want to help everybody to hear about Krishna, whatever way we can do it, or to give them prasadam. Saturday you're going to have a big prasadam distribution, and we want to do that more and more. In Lagos now they do every day 30 plates and 150 on Saturday. And people support it, people get enlivened, and then it can increase. And then people, now they give almost only Muslims. They're very happy, the Muslim beggars. They don't say Hare Krishna. Tell them we got to write Hare Krishna on the box or something. They don't know what Hare Krishna is. They say Allah, Allah. You know, they know Allah. Allah giving is very nice of him. And they love it. And then they see devotees, and then kirtan is there. And then they think about eating nicely from Krishna. Hare Krishna's are good people. And so we have to get out, talk to people, meet people. Get on the radio, get whatever we can, and tell them about, you know, what we're doing, about the soul. I was on the radio in Port Harcourt, and the guy, he didn't know Hare Krishna very much, but he knew a lot about Indian things from watching Indian movies. And he was completely interested in the spiritual side. So he's calling the show The Journey of the Soul. He wanted to know about the soul. And people were calling in, and they were very nice, and they wanted to know. Very sincere questions. The devotees were shocked. No Christians called in screaming, you know, what about this, what about... Everybody was... I said, hell is not eternal, you get out. They were so happy to hear that. They wanted, I want to know more about that. You know? But the church started this thing that you go to hell and you're finished. You just eternal damnation, because they thought then people will give more money to the church and they'll be afraid of going to hell. And they thought if they know that it's temporary, they won't worry. But intelligent people, they don't want to go anyway and then come out and have to take a low birth again, you know, and go to hell again. They want to get out. So, but the way anybody can get out of any species of life is by Harinam and the humans by Bhuk and Prasadam. Prabhupada said even an animal, with even ducks, devotees are giving the ducks the leftover Prasadam. That those ducks will be human in their next life because they get Prasadam. So a duck normally would have to go through many birds, many different species. So we give prasadam, devotees are very merciful. We feed animals, we feed anybody. The human, it will at least get a human life unless he's very, very offensive to devotees. Then he'll have to suffer. But the human that gets prasadam will at least get another chance in human life, and even though he's sinful another way. So it's a very high service to do, a very big preaching. All right? Any questions? Time for prasad. I hope anybody can hear. The waves are very loud. Very nice sound. All right? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Narada Muni ki jai. Dana Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Dana Youth ki. When you call the Dana Puri. You are in the future. So we have to hope, and if there's any older devotees here besides me, take care of the youth. Encourage them in any service they want to do. Don't try to control them and tell them how to do everything. Tell them, we'd like this to be done, see what happens.